All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Here on episode still number 9, part B now with our first guest, Mrs. Rhode Island, Sandy Abaticola. Did I pronounce that right?
Abaticola. Oh,
okay.
Close enough, yeah.
Abaticola. Okay. Let's talk about bat for you. Okay? Yes. All right. So I'm ready for Pepsi Cola. You know, no, I'm just kidding. Now, being Mrs. Rhode Island, you know, what steps did you have to take to get where you are today?
Well, actually, a friend of mine had entered me into the contest. Mm-hmm. I hadn't done anything like this before, and
sure,
I've done a lot of stage theater and things like that, but I had never done anything as far as beauty pageants goes.
Really?
So a friend of mine entered me, and they called me and said they'd like me to be a contestant.
Really?
So that's initially how I got started.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you did a lot of stage theater. Like, what type of stage theater did you do?
I've done dinner theater and church theater and school theater and park theater and
yes,
that kind of stuff.
There's a dinner theater up in Central Falls. Did you do that one?
No, I've done City Nights.
Oh, City Nights. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. And now, like, what are you, the primary duties? You know, once you wear that crown, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or that, you wear a crown, of course.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
So you wear a crown.
Yes.
That's where I met you at the Diabetes Walk in Providence.
Yeah.
And you wear that slash. What's your duties once you wear that crown of being Mrs. Rhode Island?
Well, actually, I have a platform that's really important to the process of it with Maternity Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I am the national spokesperson for Motherwell Maternity Fitness.
Sure.
It's the number one fitness center for pregnant women who are trying to get pregnant.
Sure.
Or have just had a baby. And right now my focus is trying to get it into the hospitals and OBGYNs in
right,
Rhode Island, because it's
really
not in New England.
Okay.
But it is in 25 states and 9 other countries.
Sure.
So my goal is to get it through New England, starting with Rhode Island.
That's awesome. And how do you plan to do that?
Well, I've already started by getting it into Bally's Total Fitness in East Providence.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He was the one of the spokespeople trying to get everybody pumped up at the walk. Bally's Total Fitness at the Diabetes Walk where I met you?
Yes.
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 Okay.
And so I've been trying to get a full-time class in Bally's right now.
Really?
I just got my first Rhode Island representative.
Awesome.
Her name is Renee McNeil. She's our first trainer.
Really?
In Bally's.
Really?
And she also does North Providence. So
awesome.
If anyone's interested in pregnant, they go see her.
Yes. And what are your plans after? You, now, it's up in February, right?
Yes, February.
Okay. And so what are your plans after that?
After that, I'm going to continue trying to push this program.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's really important. You know, it's something that's close to my heart.
Sure.
And I want to see our moms healthy.
Sure.
And happy. And, you know, moms are the heart of the home. So
sure.
Without a happy mom,
yes,
it's not a happy
Well, just
family.
Like my wife, Rola, who's not here today. But, of course, your mom's the happy of the, you know, are the head of the household, you know what I'm saying? So, well, I want to thank you for being here. And before
sure.
You leave today, I want you, if you could please be a guest DJ, introduce the next song on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Sure. The next song is Adam Sandler,
the Hanukkah song. Yes.
Woo.
Part two here on Lose Yourself for the Derek Shapiro Show. Up next is Rick Astley.
Time to take out the menorahs. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. So much fun, a car. To celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all 3 Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish. Courtney Love is half too. Put them together. What a funky badass shoe. We got Harvey Keitel and flash dancer Jennifer Beals. Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish. And yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke. Two-time Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. But guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew. Then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish. Cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore. So many Jews are in the show biz. Bruce Springsteen isn't Jewish, but my mother thinks he is. Tell Daryl a Monica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. It's not pronounced Chanukah. The C is silent in Hanukkah. So read your hooked on Monica. Get drunk in Tijuana.
Discover the new AAA 4-diamond rated Hotel Providence, located in the center of the Down City Arts and Entertainment District at 311 Westminster Street in Providence. It's within walking distance to the theater and shopping, world-class educational institutions, and the convention center. The Hotel Providence is the first hotel in the city to be honored with membership to the Small Luxury Hotels of the World. With 80 spacious guest rooms, including 16 suites, a nationally acclaimed 150-seat restaurant, Le Procurio, and over 4,000 square feet of event space. The Hotel Providence is a feast for the senses. Take advantage of the hotel's theater packages next time you're out on the town. If not the theater, sometimes a girl's getaway is just the doctor ordered. Hotel Providence offers the girls great escape for the relaxation away from home, as well as many more great packages that would make a luxurious gift this holiday season. For reservations and information about the Hotel Providence, call toll-free 1-800-861-8990 or visit online at www.hotelprovidence.com and visit some of the great people at the front desk such as Shirley, Derek, Kristen, Sarah, and of course, the manager, Brianna Valenti. Vinity's of Boston. It's fresh. Big thing there is everything is fresh. Homemade. Vinity's. They have lunch entrees, spaghetti, homemade lasagna, fettuccine alfredo, fettuccine carbonara, cheese ravioli, just to name a few. They have takeout. They have salads and appetizers, entrees such as chicken parmigiana, chicken marsala, and eggplant parmigiana, just to name a few. Pastas with marinara sauce and cheese ravioli. So go to Vinity's of Boston, right in Seekonk, Mass. To find out where it is, you can also visit them online at www.vinitysofboston.com or call them in Seekonk at 508-336-8488. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com with the cool man, Rick Ashman, right? You're on.
I guess that's me.
Yes, that is
me. How you doing, Derek?
Good. How are you?
Long time no see, no talk.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it, huh?
And good to be on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we had
my first time, actually. I appreciate it.
Yes, and, yes. Well, we actually had Neil Salisbury in the studio. You know our friend Neil Salisbury. And tell me, we played...
Well, I had good people on the Derek Shapiro show, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. You include them, you know. Now, tell me, we played your music, which are a lot of cover songs, you know, of other artists such as Diana Ross and the Supremes, Phil Collins, the Beach Boys. Who are some of your musical influences, Rick?
I touch probably on pretty much any kind of music, except for some of the rap stuff. But most of it's from a lot of classic rock, classic oldies,
right,
music.
And such as, like, what bands?
What's that?
What bands?
What band?
Yeah.
Classic rock or?
Yeah.
Everything from the Beatles to Elvis.
And Pink Floyd is one of your favorite bands, right?
Yeah, they're all great.
Yeah.
You know, just a wide variety, you know?
And you started in a band, too, actually, two of them, right? Please tell me about...
Years ago, I played in classic rock bands through high school.
Yeah.
Playing everything from Beatles to Stones to, Jimi Hendrix to Lynyrd Skynyrd to, you name it, we played it.
And where'd you perform a lot?
Yeah.
Where did you perform in the bands?
What did I perform?
Yeah.
Well, I played keyboards for years through high school, and then I started playing a lot of the oldies. I got in some bands playing classic oldies.
Right.
In some clubs around Rhode Island.
And festivals, too. You're talking about that big festival you did in Connecticut. Was that Connecticut? Was that a big festival you performed in Connecticut with your band, and a lot of people were there? Tell me about that a little bit.
Oh, okay. Soon after the classic rock, I got involved in country music.
Right.
And I tried... That was totally new.
Right.
And I met a lot of musicians. I ended up teaming up with some really talented country artists here in Rhode Island. One singer was excellent, right out of Barreville, Rhode Island.
Right.
And we developed a 5-piece country western band, which became really popular, playing pretty much every weekend.
Right.
Did have an agent that booked us festivals, and we played one gig up in Burrville. It was a big summer festival. I mean, there must have been at least 1,000 or plus folks out there.
Sure.
Some great gigs we played. I really enjoyed playing the music. It was just a blast.
Okay, we're going to take a break for a second and play one of your songs. Here is Rick Ashman and Who's Gonna Drive You Home, right?
You got it. That's a song by The Cars. It's called Drive.
Okay, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs. You hardly talk to me anymore. When you come to the door at the end of the day, I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night, when it's good for you, babe, feeling alright, but you just roll over and turn out the light. You don't bring me flowers anymore. It used to be so natural. Talk about forever, but used to bees don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away. Baby, I remember all the things you taught me. I learned how to bear, and I learned how to cry. Well, I learned how to love, even learned how to lie. You'd think I could learn how to tell you. Goodbye. You don't bring me flowers anymore. So you think I can learn how to tell you. You don't bring me flowers, you don't sing me love songs, you don't bring me flowers
anymore. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me on February 15th. That's my next episode. Episode number 10 with the best of from all my past episodes from 1 through 9. From episode number 1, Dan. From episode number 2, Raisin Contest. Episode number 3, Models. Episode number 4, BSing on the Bus. Episode number 5, Fed Hill. Episode number 6, Miss Latin American Girl Pageant. That's all on Part A. Part B, from episode number 6, meteorologist Tony Petrarca from Channel 12. From episode number 7, from Channel 12, Walt Bateau. From episode number 8, Rolla, Mark Searles, and Malevolent Sneaker Tooth. And from episode number 9, Frank Coletta from NBC 10. That's all on my next show, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show! Valari's, America's foremost martial arts center. Go see my friend Jesse Harding. Yes, his MACAGS, chief instructor and director. Go see him at 823 West Main Road, Middletown, Rhode Island, on Aquinic Island. Call him at 401-847-0184. Go visit the website at www.villarismartialarts.org. Yes, self-defense and fitness for men, women, and children. So go visit them. At 823 West Main Road again, on Aquinic Island, Villares, America's foremost martial arts center. We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we're here back with Rick Ashman. Now, your full-time job is a mortgage originator, of course, right? Just like me, you know? Now, how do you find time for music?
Well, I can't. As soon as I get out of work, I get some time free. I do a little singing on my computer.
Yeah.
Most of the recordings I do are on a computer.
Sure.
I can get a song, you know, cut in like 5 minutes. Tell me.
Really?
It's amazing, but.
So they could do a whole album.
Like I don't have a big studio, but I have a good setup. I feel it sounds pretty good.
Wow, that's awesome. So you do a whole album like within about 3 hours, right? Yes.
But the technology today, I mean, I can put, you know, 23, 25 tracks on, depending on the size, on one CD, you know?
Sure.
Amazing what you can do, you know?
What is the most exciting place that you ever played at? And tell me about that experience.
Let's see. Exciting? I'd say... Oh, jeez, so many.
I stumped the Rick Ashman.
I would say with the Country Western Band, we played a lot of benefit shows, you know, to raise money.
Yeah.
We played during the telethon. We were broadcast live right here in Providence. This was in 1990, somewhere around 92 or so.
So that 1992, the song makes you...
Telethon. Raising money here in the state.
What telethon again?
What's that?
Which telethon was that again?
It was the Jerry Lewis telethon, but they're raising money here in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. So it was back on Channel 12, right?
country station video live of our band.
Right.
Live TV. It's just some really fun times doing some, raising money plus getting exposure.
Sure.
That'll probably be the biggest, I'd say.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play your next song. It's because it's the holiday season, of course, and I'm going to play your next song.
What song are you picking there? I got one of them called The Most Wonderful Time of the Year or something.
Yes, it's The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Well, I'm not going to sing it because I have a bad voice. So I'm going to let you do the singing, okay, Rick? But thank you for joining me again, Rick Ashman, okay?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Derek.
Thank you. All right, here's Rick.
I really appreciate the call, good luck with everything. Well, good to hear from you again.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, too. And here's Rick Ashman. Next up is Scotty Hayes here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be pies for roasting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Aquinic Aquarium and Pet Deli, the superstore for pets. Located at 957 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-847-3361. Buy your pets the best for less, a lot less. One of the most fascinating aquariums in New England. That's again, the Aquinic Aquarium and Pet Deli. Located again at 957 West Main Road in Middletown, Rhode Island. Again, their phone number is 401-847-3361. Tell them that the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Romantic Nights Candle Company, 2260 West Shore Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-921-4577. The internet address is www.rncandle.com. Hand pured, crafted with pride, the finest candles in all of New England. Comfort Home Scents, Romantic Scents, Leslie Cooper, and Therapy Scents. Go visit Leslie Cooper or Burt Cooper at Romantic Nights Candle Company. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Back here with Scotty Hayes. I like that. And so you like a variety of different artists. I'm trying to keep River away from the microphone. so you like a variety of different artists. Please tell me like some artists that you look up to. and that you like.
Yeah, sure. No, glad to. No, I've definitely been inspired by many different genres and types of music growing up and stuff. My main influence is a guy named Peter Mayer. He's an independent artist out of Minneapolis.
Sure.
And just a lot of the guys that are doing the solo acoustic thing and really making it work for them.
Sure.
You know, Willie Porter, Martin Sexton right out of Boston.
Yeah.
Huge influence, amazing vocals. But if you go bigger than that, I'm definitely inspired by John Mayer, Dave Matthews, some of those you know heavy hitters too who are doing the.
Is John Mayer related to that other Mayer?
No, he's not actually. No. same spelling, but you know, there's a few of them out there.
Now, let's see over here. I gotta find Mayer's question over here. what do you like to do in your spare time other than playing music and you know working, of course?
Well, nowadays, now that I live here. Being in Newport, one of the reasons I chose it is because I thought I'd enjoy surfing, and the more I've been doing it since I moved here, the more I've enjoyed it. So
really?
I'm so actually going surfing right after we get done here today.
Really? So like if a big you know storm comes up and you like the big waves then, right?
Yeah, yeah. Although my surfing these days is more like flailing and falling and trying not to drown.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm getting better. I'm getting the hang of it. It's fun. It's addicting.
Sure. And now I must ask you. I must ask you, are you still single or do you have that special someone?
I'm dating somebody, really? But I have the single status, I would suppose, you know, since
sure.
No engagements or weddings in the future are planned. So she's a nice girl from Boston.
Really?
She's great.
Really? And tell me about that pitch you have on your website. It's www.scottyhayes.com.
Yep. Correct.
You had that nice picture of the background of the water.
Yeah.
Tell me, where was that taken?
That's right. That's my most scenic spot, I think, right on the Mississippi River, right on the Iowa side facing Illinois. And there's a nice, interesting hydroelectric dam down there, you know.
Sure.
And an old one of those rotating bridges that lets the trains across, or the barges through and all that, you know.
That's awesome.
It's an interesting picture. I like it.
I like that, too. Yeah. I thought it was breathtaking, you know. Just a nice, water behind it, you know.
Thanks.
Now, tell me about this next song that we'll be listening to on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Okay, this next one is probably my most recent complete song. It's called Mystery.
Mystery.
It's been one of the few songs lately I've been writing about women.
Really?
You know, so I guess it's a fictional, maybe not so fictional about a certain person and just how women can be a little hard to figure out, and so I kind of took it and went with it.
Any particular woman that you want to mention, or is it a mystery?
No, it's probably the compilation of several in my mind, really.
Okay.
But
and as well as Mail Ticket, you're going to be performing at the Living Room too.
Yep.
February 15th, and so it's going to be a good blend of R&B, rap, and rock, and
mm-hmm.
your music. I love your music again.
Thank you.
So here is a mystery again. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Valentina Nail Salon at 6 Freeborn Street in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-738-8858, right off Sandy Lane at Subway Plaza. So go visit my friend, Cheryl A. Vossler, and visit Michael J. Foss, expert colorist, precision hair cutter, specializing in color correction at Lady Valentina Salon. Again, 6 Freeborn Street in Warwick, Rhode Island, right off Cindy Lane at Subway Plaza. Also, you could call 401-699-1559 or the direct phone number at 401-738-8858. Go visit Ron's Barber Stylist, Cumberland's foremost shop for men. Go visit my friend Ronald A. Kamir Sr. Tell him that the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Yes, registered MBS, notably Republic as well. Tonsorial Artist. That's in Cumberland Plaza in Cumberland, Rhode Island. So you can give them a call at 401-333-0060. All right, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And we are joined with Scotty Hayes, songwriter, musician. Going? How is it going, Scotty?
Not bad. Glad to be here.
I like your name because Scotty, well, that Scott is my middle name, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Derek Scott Shapiro. Cool. Imagine if it was a Derek Scott Shapiro
we're
show.
We're bonded.
Yes, we're bonded for life now. Now, you just moved to Newport just after a few months ago from Rock Island, from Rock Island to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Why the big move?
Well, I like R words. just kidding. Actually, it was career-based. You know, I came out here to work for a company here and, you know, work on music on my spare time, enjoy the East Coast for a little while.
Sure.
You know, eventually I'm probably going to plan on moving back. Chicago's kind of
my
dream spot, and, you know, things work out well. But I'm originally from Madison, Wisconsin.
Really? Madison,
Wisconsin,
yeah.
That's where I like to claim I'm from. That's a great town and a lot of good people there.
Sure. How far is Rock Island from Chicago?
About 2.5 hours straight west.
Okay.
It's the Al Capone getaway, I guess, back in the day.
Really?
You know, I used to go vacation over there on the river, on the Mississippi River. It's a river town, you know?
River town. Well, this is river. My son over here, well, I'm holding him over here.
How's it going, river?
He was crying in the green room, I guess, if you call it. And he needed his dad and my other daughter, London, over here. So you're in pleasure with the family over here.
It's all good.
Yes. Now, in addition to that, what made you move to Rock Island from Madison, Wisconsin?
I actually moved there from Minnesota. I moved around a lot growing up and you know, eventually ended up in Madison, graduated high school. But I went to school in Minnesota, so I kind of did a whole little circle of Wisconsin to Minnesota, down to Iowa for a little while, then Illinois. And then I just, you know, skipped a couple states and went straight to Rhode Island, basically.
Sure. Now, I also, I also find it fascinating that you moved from, Makata, how do you pronounce that?
Mankato?
Makata. I can't read my own handwriting. Mankato, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So.
It's all right. I had a hard time with Narragansett for a while. Yes. I think I'm still saying it wrong, right? Narragansett? Whatever. Yeah,
Narragansett. That's the correct
word. That's right. Okay.
So you could get a degree in electrical engineering.
Yep.
But you fell
I'm
in
a closet
love with,
geek. Yeah.
Yes. But you fell in love with playing guitar as well as electric bass.
Mm-hmm.
You play the drums, percussion, harmonica, saxophone, etc. So pretty much you're a one-man band, aren't you?
Well, I don't do it all at the same time.
No.
But, you know,
do you do separate recordings?
I do. Not so much the saxophone anymore, but, you know, I do definitely throw the guitar, bass guitar, the drums and stuff when I have access to them.
Sure.
On the recordings, I do.
So you could jam with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yes.
What's he play, the trumpet or the sax?
Sax.
Yeah, sax, right.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually, my grandfather played the trumpet. He actually taught trumpet back in the day.
All right.
My grandfather, yeah. Now, please tell me about this first song we'll be playing.
This first song is called Caveman Sam. I wrote it a couple
Caveman
years back.
Sam.
Yeah, yeah. And it reflects on, it's one of those songs I do my open tuning tap technique, you know, playing the drum on the guitar.
I like that's unique
thing.
How you do the
tapping
with the guitar, and you're going to hear that in the song.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's it's definitely prominent in the song. And I guess I wrote that song reflecting on my, it's a little bit autobiographical, you know, reflecting on my life as an engineer and just being surrounded by technology and all this stuff. I kind of created the character of Caveman Sam with all his intricacies and flaws, and I guess there's a message in there. You'll have to listen a little bit and figure it out.
All right, and here's that song, Caveman Sam, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Caveman Sam, early modern man, crowd
crouching over his computer screen, where the strong survive on the battle line at the frontier.
Body Vogue body piercing, custom tattooing, tattoo makeup. Where is it? At 818 Newport Avenue in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-725-8010. Go visit them at www.bodyvogue.com. Again, that's Body Vogue at 818 Newport Avenue in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
What up, y'all? This is Natch Wonder from the infamous, world-renowned, underground, legendary music, entertainment, and life, Meal Ticket. Shout out to my man Josh Fire, Merc, DJ Conda Don, and...
This is Big Fliz, and we are here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. And now our next guest, we have Frank Coletta from WJAR NBC 10. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you for inviting me, Derek.
Yes, well, thank you for being here. Boy, you've been on WJAR Channel 10 since I was actually 1 year old, actually, back in 1978.
And more and more people are telling me that nowadays. I've been here a long time. 28 years this year.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, do you feel like a star?
No.
No. I asked everybody that. But, yeah, back at Channel 10 was on Doran Street, huh?
Well, originally, when I joined Channel 10, the TV station was on the fifth floor of the old outlet department store.
Really?
Which was, what was the address? 176 Way Bossett Street.
Where Minolta Hall is for Johnson & Wales?
No, right now it's the Green, you know, that campus Green.
Oh, okay.
Downtown, yep. Providence, Johnson & Wales campus with the arch and all. That's where, yes, the department store used to be.
Yeah.
And right now it's, you know, Johnson & Wales took that property over. And about a year after I joined Channel 10, we moved next door to what we then called Broadcast House.
Yes.
That was the one on Dorrance Street.
That's the library now.
That's now the Johnson & Wales Library.
Wow.
And then in 1993, we moved to our current location in Cranston, which is in the Howard Industrial Park.
Yes.
So I've been at Channel 10 for three buildings.
Wow. Does that ever make you feel like... wow, you know, like a flashback, you know, like a...
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, you know, I grew up in Rhode Island. I was born and raised in West Warwick.
Yep.
And I always knew that the outlet department store had the Channel 10 on the fifth floor. So really? That gave me a real sense of history when I started working there, being part of real history of Rhode Island.
So you are history.
Well, you know? I guess so.
So it should be in the dictionary, like Rhode Island, and you picture an extra Rhode Island, right? And that's before you had the gray hair, too, back in the day.
Oh, gee, yeah, no, Channel 10 gave me the gray hair.
Well, you also work with some great people, such as Art Lake, of course.
Of course.
The late Doug White, of course. Mm-hmm. Still working with John Chiorsi.
Yep.
And Patrice Wood. Tell me the secret in the sauce, of course. Well, actually, you know, I mean, you know, the NBC News team, of course.
Well, you know, there's a thing with television news where many people are nomads.
Yeah.
People change jobs every couple of years.
Yep.
And we did that for a while,
sure,
too. But there's one small core of employees at Channel 10. We joined here, you know, 25, 28 years ago.
Right.
And decided to stay for various reasons, most of which have to do with the station and with the state.
Right.
It's a wonderful station to work for, and
yep,
it's a wonderful state. And ambition is fine, you know, that,
yep,
if some people want to go to the big markets, and more power to them.
Yep.
But there are some of us who decided that, you know, this is kind of a place where we can set down roots. And
sure,
in my case, I had roots in Rhode Island anyway.
Yeah. Well, you cover day after day about, you know, shootings, about rape, about the mob, about the war in Iraq. What keeps you sane covering all the stories day after day, year after year, and decade after decade?
Well, you have to kind of set yourself apart. When you're covering these very serious news stories,
right,
you have to be serious about it, make sure all the facts are out, and try to do it without any emotion to,
sure,
any great degree. And it's really not till after the broadcast is over that you have time to think about the human impact of these terrible,
sure,
stories. But the idea when you're on the air is to get the facts out, and that's what we try to do.
Sure. And please tell me, like, what was the hardest or most difficult story that you had to report on?
Well, this up until a few years ago, I would have had to think about it, but not anymore. Obviously, the Station nightclub fire,
sure,
was certainly the most horrifying story that I had to cover. And you know that it happened at 11 o'clock on a Thursday night.
Yes.
February 20th of 03. And we were on the air for the 11 o'clock news and essentially stayed on all night.
Really?
And I got there at my usual time, or maybe a little earlier, 1, 2 in the morning.
Wow.
And we did a continuous broadcast from 11 o'clock that awful night,
wow,
right through the next day.
Wow.
The nighttime anchors, Patrice and Jean,
yep,
stayed on the air until 5 a.m.
Wow.
And then I took over at 5 a.m. and stayed on the air nonstop until 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Wow.
And it was just mind numbing and so horrifying because we were getting information a little at a time.
Yeah.
We would broadcast entire news conferences from the scene. The governor was on the scene, the National Guard people, the police and fire department people from West Warwick, and eventually state investigators. And we just, people wanted to know.
Right.
People wanted to know everything. So we stayed on the air. We put the entire news conference on the air.
Right.
And the most terrible part of it, Derek, was the death toll kept rising.
Yes.
I would have to come on and say, and now 60 people have been identified as having perished, 65, 70. Yep. And it was quite wearing. And I say this to you without trying to sound too dramatic, because I was a little apart from it.
Yep.
Obviously, the effect must have been just horrible, 100 times worse or more for the people who had relatives there.
Exactly. And especially you being a resident of West Warwick, too.
Yeah, I was born and raised in West Warwick, and at one time I lived right in that neighborhood, behind the station. And in fact, we would go over and eat there when it was a restaurant before it became the station.
Sure.
So we were very familiar with the area and with the building. And I can remember that the restaurant seemed crowded when there were 45 people there eating. I can't imagine, 300 or 400 people in that building.
Sure. Well, if you could do a positive note now, introduce the song by Rolla.
And now we've got a great selection by Rolla, London.
Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Montanaro Gallery, 518 Thames Street in Newport, Rhode Island. Modern and contemporary works of art for the new enthusiast and the most advanced of collectors. Gallery hours are Mondays, 10 to 4 p.m., Wednesdays, 3 to 8 p.m., Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m., and by appointment. So call them at 401-619-1930. You can visit them online at www.montanerogallery.com. That's again, Montanero Gallery at 518 Thames Street in Newport, Rhode Island. Now we're back with Frank Coletta here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now recently, Mr. Frank Coletta, you recently had done a commercial advertising the new Today Show with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira in New York with Kelly Bates, of course. Now tell me about that experience.
It was a lot of fun. We went down to New York
to
shoot that promotional announcement in the Today Show studios.
Really?
And it's kind of interesting because we had just been there 9 months earlier.
Really?
Because we went over when the Today Show was building homes for Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
On Rockefeller Plaza, and Kelly and I went down and spent a day essentially hammering nails.
Really?
And setting up the framing for these homes. So it was...
And you made national television?
No, we weren't on the Today Show that day. We went down there after the Today Show was over. And I interviewed some people for a local news story. But then here we were 9 months later back. And, of course, it's like old home week because Matt Lauer used to work with us at Channel 10.
Sure.
And then when we went back to shoot this announcement, now Meredith Vieira, another Channel 10 veteran.
Sure.
So it was like a Channel 10 reunion.
Well, so how does that make you feel that, like, both Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira are both hosting the Today Show? They both work for Channel 10. They both work with you.
Yeah, we have a lot of local pride about that. We enjoy that. And I know both of them are very talented people.
Sure.
So it's great to have a Channel 10 connection nationally.
Yes.
Even if the rest of the nation doesn't know it.
Well, actually, they do because when Meredith Vieira started, they showed the flashbacks from when she was on Channel 10. So that was cool.
Yep, provided to NBC by yours truly. They asked me to go find that footage.
Really?
Because I do the flashbacks on the Sunrise Show every day, so I tend to know where the old videotapes are.
Now, tell me the truth now. Whose studio would you rather be in, you know, the Today Show or this studio?
Well, you know, the staff is so huge at the Today Show.
Yeah.
They had a couple of people over there, and I swear their only duty was to hold bottles of water for Meredith and Matt.
Really? That's
so
awesome.
It's quite a staff, but...
We got to get that over here. I got to get somebody to hold a bottle of water for me on the Derek Shapiro Show.
I still like Rhode Island better. I think I'd enjoy that better than working in New York every day.
Sure. Now, also, you work with Katie Couric when she actually came down to Providence from the Today Show about like 10 years ago.
She came to help us christen the new studios in Cranston.
Yes.
In June of 1993, she came over and she did her portion of the Today Show from our studios.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was awesome. How was that experience, like, you know, working with Katie?
She's a nice lady. She was very down to earth, and we had fun. We joked around.
Sure.
At the end of our broadcast, I gave her some lobsters from
Narragansett
Bay, and she didn't seem to know what to do with them, but we taught her the proper way to cook them, so we told her to bring them back and give one to Bryant Gumbel, who was her co-host at the time.
Yes, I remember that. And Katie's working at CBS now. But also, you also interview a lot of business people day after day. What have you learned about the local businesses and the direction is going now with this economy and the way it is today?
I have learned everything about business news from those guests.
Right.
Before we started the Sunrise Show, I had no experience in business news reporting. I was essentially a courts and crime reporter for the TV station.
Really?
And these people, stockbrokers, local economists, economics professors, financial planners, and the like, they really taught me everything that I know about the stock and bond market and about economic trends. So it's been educational for me, and I hope for the audience too.
Sure. And also, day after day, you do birthday announcements and 10 salutes with coffee mugs and T-shirts. But the day the show comes out, it won't be any of that. It'll be a flyer. But it's been a privilege to have you today. It's to gift certificate to El Tapatio Family Mexican Restaurant on 355 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. And the phone number is 401-944-2212. $25 gift certificate to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you for being here once again. So, thank you, and that's it. So when the times were tough.
never really meant to hurt you, babe. I'm sorry that I really hurt you, baby.
I'm sorry that I hurt you too. But maybe together we can work things through.
I never really meant to hurt you, babe. I'm sorry that I really hurt you, baby.
And honey, I'm sorry too. Just let me stop by saying I love you.
Why do then end up again?
I don't know, Mom.
Foolish pride that's deep down inside remains the same if you never change.
Only if we try.
So I'm giving you all of me. You're a part of me, so give me all of you.
You're ready.
That's the end of the show for today. I want to thank my guests, Neil Salisbury, Meal Ticket, Mrs. Rhode Island, Rick Ashman, Scotty Hayes, and of course, Frank Coletta. And next up for my next show is my best of episode number 10, Poppy. And it's going to be consist of all past 9 episodes, okay? With the Dan, the Raisin Contest, episode number 2. Third one, we talked about models, me and Rola. Fourth episode about BSing on the bus. Number 5, from episode number 5, we do have Fed Hill. We do have episode number 6, we do have Tony Petrarca and the Miss Latin American Girl Pageant. We do have Walt Bateau. We do have from Channel 12. We do have Tony Petrarca from Channel 12. We do have Rola, I just interviewed her. Mark Searles from ABC 6 News. Malevolent Sneaker Tooth and Mike Petrarca and Frank Coletta, of course, all next time. I want to thank everybody who helped me out this time, too. Producer Jay Rhythm, thank you very much. And I give props to him, Jay Rhythm Radio. That's how I always advertise it, too. And I want to thank, of course, Mary Codd. I don't know why I said almost like Susan, I don't know. Mary Codd from Growing Minds. I couldn't do it without you, too, Mary, because I put up my website every other month, you know. So check out and you can email me at DerekShapiroShow.com. Check out MySpace.com/DerekShapiroShow. Until next 2 months, February 15th, and that's when the Derek Shapiro Show concert comes out with the CD release, Party With That, produced by Jay Rhythm, of course. Until then, you have a great 2 months. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
It's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.